A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It is windy, 52 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, there could be huge snarls on the road by tomorrow as thousands of people migrate to Las Vegas for the Pac-12 football championship. And the snowstorm is moving in, complicating the picture. The path of the snow pretty much paints the I-15 corridor heading south. KSL traffic reporter Andy Farnsworth says mapping out the trip in advance is critical.
Getting down past Cedar City is where you'll have usually a better time because before I-70, you're at the higher elevation, and there's some of those barren, long stretches where the snow comes down hard, and if you're there at the wrong time, you could end up just sitting on the freeway as you're getting snowed on because somebody else has crashed and you're caught in the backup behind that.
We'll help you time your trip with Kevin Eubank coming up at 4:20. The storm is expected to arrive late tonight and deliver several inches, 3 to 4, on the valley floor. The college football playoff system is going to expand from 4 teams to a dozen starting in the 2024 season. KSL Sports Insider Mitch Harper says it could mean first-round playoff games here in Utah.
First rounds, we could see a game in December at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, at Rice-Eccles Stadium against an SEC team or a Big Ten team. We could see that happen.
Wow. He says this could open up the playoffs to Utah State and other teams from conferences like the Mountain West to play for a national championship. Union leaders say they will continue to fight for better benefits for rail workers. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the sticking issue is paid sick leave for rail workers. Transportation Trades President Greg Regan says legislation passed by the Senate today is a good start, but it doesn't go far enough.
We really are going to keep this fight moving as hard as we can.
Regan says rail companies have laid off 1/3 of their workforce in the past 7 years. He says that means those workers still employed are working all of the time. Meantime, farmers in Utah say they are relieved the bill was passed.
Farmers across Utah use the United States rail system for shipping products out, but also shipping products in.
Corn, wheat, soybeans that we feed our cows, all the proteins comes into our place through rail. Basically, a good majority of the stuff that I feed my cows comes through rail.
Ron Gibson is the president of the Utah Farm Bureau. He's also a dairy farmer and grows produce.
Having that strike and having the railroad shut down would be devastating to farmers and ranchers in the state.
The rail agreement includes a 24% wage increase over 5 years, more schedule flexibility, and one additional paid day off. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
In breaking news, a federal appeals court has just halted an independent review of documents seized from former President Trump's Florida estate. This means that this removes a hurdle that the Justice Department said had delayed its criminal investigation to the retention of top secret government information. President Biden today revealed that he's willing to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss options to end the war in Ukraine.
I'm prepared if he's willing to talk to find out what he's willing to do, but I'll only do it in consultation with my NATO allies. I'm not going to do it on my own.
The president also saying that so far Putin hasn't shown a willingness to talk. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Get this. Nationwide, the price of gas is now below the price it was when Russia invaded Ukraine. AAA says the national average is now $3.47 a gallon. Here in Utah, though, we're still at 386. A member of the Utah Air National Guard has died after a medical emergency in Guam.
A spokesperson with the Guard says they don't know exactly what kind of medical issue happened. Tech Sergeant Burton Patrick Jungle passed away on Tuesday after several days in the hospital in Guam.
He had some internal bleeding issues, which they tried to control, and it ended up kind of getting a little bit worse.
Major Chris Krober says Jungle's wife is also a member of the Utah Air National Guard. She was not a part of this same deployment, but was able to fly out to Guam from Utah in time before her husband died.
These types of things, there's no way that anybody can prepare for them. It's a tragedy, and our hearts really go out to the family.
Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Police are investigating cameras they say were hidden in bathrooms at the University of Utah. KSL News Radio's Adam Small with details.
There were two cameras found taped under separate bathroom sinks and taped from what could have been another camera in a third bathroom. Captain Brian Lorkey with the university's Department of Public Safety says it only took about 8 hours to find and arrest a suspect. 32-year-old Frederick Weitz III was booked on suspicion of voyeurism and identity fraud after police say he obtained a student ID to gain access to the Student Life Center.
Police say if you find anything suspicious on campus, do not touch it. Call dispatch so they can investigate. Some of the students at the U's gym were shocked by the news. Brielle Hall is one of many gym goers, and she says she's worried there might be even more cameras.
Definitely makes me feel pretty uncomfortable knowing that there are some cameras, and I just wonder how long that's been there. And if someone put them in the bathrooms here, I wonder if they've checked everywhere else.
Well, they have. Student Life Center Director John McDonald says they've checked other restrooms and locker rooms and found no other cameras, but they're going to keep looking just in case. It's 4:06 at KSL. Len Thomas is watching the traffic with this wind blowing. What's going on?
Yeah, the wind is blowing vehicles around out there, especially in the West Desert where there's lots of open space. So take your time as you're making your way around those large areas that are open. Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.